Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, finally.
Yep.
May 3rd. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy, but I'm also extremely pissed off because a couple of things. First of all, the traffic was horrendous. There were like three accidents, according to Waze.
Everyone's rushing. It's Friday.
I'm telling you. So the traffic is like, oh, man. So I took side streets and everything, and then finally it opened up, so I got here on time. But, man, it's so good to have the GPS because then you know you're assured you get there at a certain time.
Right.
And because it picks up. It's like you make up for the... for the slow traffic, but I got here on time. That's good. But then I'm looking at my credit report this morning, right? Mm. And I have like excellent fucking credit. Okay. My son fucked it up.
Happens to the best of us.
I co-signed on his car. Now you know how long it's gonna take me to get that off.
Probably like
you know,
years.
Like for being late.
Yeah.
It dropped me from. Okay, I'm not going to talk about it anymore. I just had to...
It's Friday. Kinda, you shouldn't be angry on
I
Friday.
Know, but you know how long and how hard you work to
yeah,
make
but like,
your credit
honestly,
excellent?
At the end of the day, who cares?
I do.
But why?
Because then you can't get loans. You can't get shit.
Well, but do you really, honestly, in the grand scheme of things, are you planning on getting a loan anytime
soon?
No, but
when you get... you move to a house,
you
anything.
You just moved. You're good.
No, I'm not good. It's going to take forever. Oh,
take your son
I'm
off.
I'm so pissed off. You don't understand. You just don't understand.
Take your son off.
And now it's a sensensitive time because we're sort of making our way back to each other.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I would go about that. Is he still not paying on time, or this is from
months ago? He's obviously kept it going over to a month extra.
What do you mean?
Like over a month late.
Oh, he's a month late.
Over a month. That's what I'm saying. They don't even report it unless you're like way late.
Well, yeah. If you're like a few months late on your car payment, it goes straight to collections. But then they repo your shit. So
no, it would never get to that. Are you out of your mind? Fuck, man. I got a score of almost 800. Now I'm fucking at like fair.
You can't be at fair just from one bad
You
thing.
Want to bet 54 points dropped.
Oh, well, Sam, if it makes you feel any better, my credit is the worst. Like,
no, it doesn't make me feel better.
I'm literally that chick in the commercial where it's like, bitch, you're literally fucked for the rest of your life.
No, it's not the rest of your life. You'll be able to rebuild your credit and everything. It's pretty simple. It takes time, but you will. But
no.
Here? Fuck.
I have to, like, hit the lotto anyway. To, like, rebuild my credit.
So, the biggest lesson in the world, I don't care how much you love your kids, don't fucking co-sign for anything. Anything.
My dad has co-signed all my shit.
Take a bike to fucking work, man.
I hate bicyclists. Ugh. They piss me off. I hate when they're like in the road, like driving like a normal car. I'm like, get the fuck out of the road. It's just so frustrating. California, they're everywhere. It gives me road rage, actually.
Right.
I like just want like I imagine just like maybe boop hitting you.
I'll call them, see maybe the creditor. If I pay him a few months in advance, maybe they'll take it off or something. I don't know.
I don't know how that works.
That's a stain like you can't believe. I mean, my report is like spotless. That's what I'm saying. I mean, if my report was fucked up, oh well. But to drop me from excellent to fair?
That's like a big drop.
Of course.
Because it's excellent
points.
And what's right under
excellent.
I got excellent.
A heart attack this morning.
Did you get an email from Credit Karma?
No, I have Credit Karma. So
yeah, that's what
I say,
Credit Karma.
Yeah, but I check it all the time.
Oh.
I haven't checked it in a couple of days.
Yeah.
Back.
I don't
and
try,
he's
I try
like,
not
yeah,
to
I'm
check
paying
it.
I'm paying it, Dad. I'm paying it. Fuck. Anyway, moving on. we do have a great guest in the studio. We'll get to him in just a moment. And as we have been doing lately when we have a guest, we're also on Facebook Live. If you want to catch us there, go to LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook and you'll see us there. And we'll get to our guest in just a moment. Danny, what's no? You were the bright yellow again.
I'm in pajamas.
I'm like,
yeah.
In pajamas.
Yep.
Okay.
I have
if
work.
If you're comfortable feeling on the house that way, who am I to argue with that?
I have work tonight, so I just I woke up early. I went to the gym, came home, went back to bed. Now yeah, I'm here.
Really?
Yeah.
So when you go to the gym, do you go in your pajamas too?
No, I was like in a sports bra.
Oh, so you put like a...
I showered when I got home from the gym and put pajamas back on.
Do you put on like a leotard or something?
No, to the gym? No, definitely not.
Absolutely. Do you still?
Yeah, no. Definitely not me. No.
No, right? No. Do they still though?
Mm-mm.
No, huh?
Mm-mm.
So it's a has-been type of thing.
Yeah, like no one's wearing leotards at the gym. And if they are, it's like you should probably leave.
So what do they wear? The yoga pants, right?
Yeah, that's yoga pants, thing, sports bra, t-shirts. Right. Doesn't matter.
Camel toes all over the place.
I don't really look at people's pussies like that.
I know,
gym,
but you can't ignore it when they wear the yoga pants, you know? It's like right there.
Oh, man.
It's the same, no, look, it's the same thing as when women wear a cleavage, a deep one, and people look, you can't
ignore
it.
And then the woman complains about everyone staring at her titties. Well,
it's
honey.
Like my eyes are up here. Okay, well, you know, the thing is you're causing this. Right. And obviously you want to cause this.
Right.
Or you wouldn't dress like that, right? It's your choice.
I mean, I feel like I don't care if people look at my titties. It's when you're looking at them for like longer than what's welcome.
Right.
Like if
we're
having a conversation the entire time you're looking at my tits, like get over it. My breasts are kind of out.
Yeah, yeah. But you know what? I can never. It's like for me, it's consciously don't look at the breasts, because every time if my look dropped for just a split second, I see them already looking and straightening out their thing. It's not like I stare, but sometimes I try really hard not to look. But sometimes your eyes just go there.
I don't know because like I probably look at titties too.
Yeah.
Like honestly, at the end of the day, I'm probably like.
But you're not like a man. You
yeah,
know?
I mean, no.
It makes us crazy.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't get it. Tits are just tits to me.
Tits are just tits.
They are.
Not to us, man.
They are.
To us, it's a whole journey. A whole journey.
Mm-hmm.
And any big plans for the weekend?
I work every single day this weekend.
Really?
I didn't work all week.
Yeah, that's true.
And they only gave me 2 days next week. I'm like, I went from 4 days to 3 days to two. And
yeah.
I told her, I was like, I'm not going to survive off two, so.
Yeah.
Put me back up to three.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. I'm telling you, they don't like me over there because I'm the only black chick that has tattoos and ass.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know that?
I just know.
One of the
managers told me, like, you're on thin ice because you wear clothes that are too tight. I don't
but
know what you guys
you're black.
Want. Mm-hmm.
No. Come on. Don't
if it was a white girl that had ass, they wouldn't tell her that they hated her outfits.
I think they would. Because you know what? The thing is, they do have a dress code there for their employees. And that's what they want. It has nothing to do with your race. Come on.
Well, whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah, don't go there. You don't have to. Because the thing is that they did give you a good reason. It's not like they didn't give you a good reason.
I've been dressing like a nun. Like how?
Really?
Yeah, like how else do you guys want me to dress? Like, do you really want me to come in here in like a poncho?
Right.
I don't understand. I even had like clothing lines, semi-clothes that I would never ask for on a regular basis just to wear to work.
Right. So now let me ask you this. What kind of clothes do you wear that
color?
They don't like?
Color?
No. What kind?
I wear like dresses, but like flowy now. So they're not skin tight. Like, so you can't tell that I have an ass. Like,
so what's wrong with that?
That's what I'm saying.
No, but what do they tell you?
They don't tell me. They tell everybody else. So all the girls that work there, they're talking shit about how you dress again. Mm. I'm like, that's so like not professional.
Yeah, yeah.
Pull me into the office and say something.
Right, then tell me exactly what it is.
Don't tell my coworkers about how I'm dressing. That's not okay.
Yeah, tell me how to dress and that's it, you know?
Yeah, like
yeah.
Okay, I've switched it up. I went from like crop tops and like tight jeans to like now I'm wearing shit that I would never wear on a regular basis with Doc Martin boots. Like what do you want me to do here? What do you want me to do? So I'm working all weekend. I'm getting my hair blow dried today.
Right.
I'm gonna just film a YouTube before work, and then I work every day. So,
let
me ask you a guy question, right?
Right.
I told this story yesterday, so I had a...
Listen, by the way, before you go into that, you got to remind me of one thing I forgot, right? So remind me after the show, I owe you something.
Okay,
I didn't do it because there was so much shit going on this morning.
Yeah, you can just
so
give it
forget.
To me money. Money.
Monday. No.
Yeah, just give it to me money. Okay. Monday. Anyways, so I hooked up with a guy, a celebrity of mine that I've always had a crush on.
Right.
Great time. Laughed a lot. Great sex.
Right.
So he didn't hit me up at all yesterday, which I expected. Okay.
Right.
But he watched he doesn't follow me, obviously, because like people be like, why are you following this chick on Instagram? But he looked at every single one of my Instagram stories yesterday.
Really? So do you, you can tell who looks?
Yeah.
Really?
Because only at the top, like the people that you follow will be at the very top. Not, they won't be there forever, but you can, sometimes if you look at the right time, it'll show you who looks. He looked at every single one of my stories.
Wow.
So do you think he was looking to see if I posted about the hookup or he was thinking about me?
Right. Good question.
Because I'm like on the fence. Because I'm like, why wouldn't you just text me if you're obviously sitting wherever you're at wondering what I'm doing?
Checking out.
Or were you wondering if I posted about it?
Right. Well, we'll analyze it in a minute.
Yeah.
We have a guest here.
Let that
we'll
sink
get,
in for a second.
Yeah, we'll get another male point of view here. Get close to the mic. Okay, so we have a special guest in the studio. If you're on Facebook, you can see him. If not, his name is Daniel Bidlowski, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so I got it. And is this a Polish name or what kind of, is it? Yeah?
Comes from Poland.
Yeah, usually the ski with the eye is Polish, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much.
Do you live here or are you visiting us?
I live here.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Okay, how long have you been in L.A.?
Wow, I think probably about like 9 years.
Oh, okay. So this is home for you.
Yeah, 9 years is a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Poland is just a place you go to visit now. It's the...
Well, actually, I'm from Brazil.
Oh.
But my grandparents are from Poland.
I see. Okay. So but you were born in Brazil.
Yes.
Oh, correct. Your parents.
You definitely have a Brazilian accent.
Oh,
for
you
sure.
Can recognize.
Yeah.
Oh,
absolutely. You're... I get my hair blow dried by Brazilians.
Oh, that's.
They
why.
Sound like you.
Yeah.
They do. They give the best blow dries. Holy shit.
Really?
Yeah. Beverly Hills. I just found this random place on, like, Google, and I'm obsessed with going. It's like the only guy I found him. His name's Raphael. He's the only person I'll let blow dry my hair now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Very Brazilian name.
Yeah.
As opposed to mine.
What's your Daniel?
Yeah.
Is that your real name or you changed
no,
it?
No, it's my real
name. Your real name? Yeah. Your parents are like Daniel.
Who changes a name to Daniel? You know, usually it's the other way. Not that it's a nice name, but it's so common.
Well, let's think about it. Like, Asian people, they'll have, like, the most complicated name, and then they're like, my name's Kim.
Right.
I'm like, why Kim?
Well, Kim is an Asian name. It can be, I think, Korean, right? Or something like that.
I don't know.
What they usually do is they choose a part of a nature, like river, and they name themselves as nature parts.
That's kind of cool.
Oh, well. I see on your website you do have a Brazilian flag and the English flag, so there you go, for the different languages. So you speak fluent Portuguese then, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. Now, how's the situation in Brazil right now? Things pretty stable there? Or you? Because there were some problems there with poverty and things like that.
Well, there's always problems.
Always poverty there, right?
Yeah,
I think like any place in the Western, you know, hemisphere, it's very polarized.
Yeah.
So it's almost like everywhere is, I don't know, like in Brazil, it's pretty much like the U.S.
Really? So two sides and they're so different from each other and so forth.
Yeah, two very defined sides fighting with each other.
Wow.
And whoever's in the middle is in trouble.
Right. Yeah. So you try to get away from that. You come here, you get the same shit. There you go.
Literally. It's the same everywhere.
Well, I think they imported the idea from here. So
yeah, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, you know, we all go through ups and downs, I guess, but I'm still for democracy. You know, what can I tell you?
Yeah, of course.
Seems the only one that works, you know?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. So, awesome. And so you grew up in Brazil. What city, what town?
It was São Paulo.
São Paulo. So that's a big city.
Yeah, it's the capital, like the financial capital.
Right. So you lived in the big city. You're not a country boy or anything
I'm
like that.
I'm not a country boy.
Yeah. Do you have siblings, brothers, sisters?
Yeah, a brother and a sister.
Really?
Yeah.
And are you the oldest?
I am.
Oh,
are they here too? Or
no, they're over there.
Oh, they're in Brazil.
Yeah.
Damn. I always wonder how that works, like being like that far away from your family, you know?
Yeah. Well, I did it when I was 16. Yeah. That was very hard.
Yeah.
So so you came here alone then from Brazil, or did you bring anybody with you?
Oh, no, I came alone.
Did you?
Yeah.
And what made you come here? Was it movies?
Education and filmmaking, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Two of the things, especially obviously education and film.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of education did you look for here that you can get
film.
In Brazil?
Filmmaking, yeah.
Right. So that's where you come, right? To Hollywood.
Right.
Cool. So you've had that dream for a while. How old were you when you came out here?
I was about 25.
25. Yeah. So you're pretty mature at that point.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what you want. Yeah, knew, you know I how knew, to take care of yourself.
Yeah, I knew exactly what I wanted because I knew exactly what I wasn't getting there in terms of the education.
Right, right. Mm. Hmm. Interesting. Now, so you came out here, and what school did you go to?
I went to several because I wanted to have a kind of a academic career. So I started with UCLA. I started actually studying for this really difficult test called the GRE, which is like the SATs, but for the graduate.
Oh, okay. How would you like to take that?
I'm all set.
It was
It's crazy. Hard, right?
I'm definitely all set.
I think I memorized the dictionary.
Did you really?
I did. Wow. I think it was like 4,000.
And there's a lot of math and all that stuff going on,
and
right?
All that. In the end, I did very well. So then the first school that I really wanted to get in that I did was USC, University of Southern California.
Nice. And you didn't have parents paying millions of dollars for you to get in?
No, I did not.
You know what I'm talking about,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I what an idiot.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
No, you went
it's in, just like... yeah. Every time I think of that, I'm just like, I don't understand. Like, yeah, have your kid go to whatever college she gets into. She doesn't even want to go.
That's the crazy part,
yeah,
right?
Like she doesn't even care.
Yeah. I was shocked. I was like,
now all her friends aren't going to invite her to the parties. Like, no one's talking to her. Like, you ruined your kid's life,
right?
Really,
exactly.
In the grand scheme of things.
They don't think about this, you know? Because, and obviously, they weren't doing it for the kids. They were doing it for themselves, for the bragging rights,
right,
you know?
Right.
Because otherwise, they would have at least ask the kids, right? Yeah, what do you want, you know?
Hey, listen, we're going to like bribe these people millions of dollars to get you into this school. Are you down?
Right.
And I would be like, no, Mom, I'm actually not. So please don't do that.
Wow. So interesting. So you came out here, Daniel, and so you took some, not some classes. You graduated, right, from USC?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, huh? How did you get in? I mean, were you a good student back home?
It was interesting because my undergraduate was also in film.
Oh.
And like I explained, you know, there was a lot of things missing in terms of the actual hands-on, you know, learning.
Right.
And when I understood that, hey, you know, there's this school, USC, and I really want to be there, but my GPA has to be way higher.
Right.
So in the last 2 years, I studied a lot.
Really?
And I increased my GPA by a lot.
Yeah.
Really, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing is that, you know, when you're older and more mature, you approach it differently. You approach school differently than when you just come out of high school like you did, you know? You weren't into it because you had just completed 12 years of school. Who wants to go back to school right away?
I wasn't into it because they make you take... like gen eds that have like nothing to do with my life.
Well,
and it just
they
took,
do.
Like it just takes
but
the
they
fun.
Help they really
they
help
don't
to know that
I don't
shit.
Remember a single thing from a single gen ed I took, not a single
okay,
fucking
but that's
thing.
What I'm saying, because you were not prepared to go to college. When I did, when I went back to college,
I was top of my class in high school. I was totally prepared.
I understand, but you didn't want to. You wanted the social part of it. That's what
I'm the most antisocial human being,
but isn't that what you
on
said
on the face of the planet? No, I learned that my personality is really intense when I went to college, but I wasn't going for the social experience.
So why did
all.
You go?
My parents made me.
Really?
Yeah.
You see, so that's the thing. You didn't want to be there.
Yeah. I was going to go to Arizona State.
And Daniel probably wanted to be there because that's what you wanted to do, right?
But he went at 25.
Well, I went back at 26 also.
Yeah.
And I graduated with honors too, you know, because you're mature. You know, it's like you approach it like a business, you know. This is what I need to get A's.
Yeah.
You know, this is what I need to be able to write the essay to get in and all that stuff, you know.
I just don't think anyone at the age of, what when we graduate high school, we're what, 16, 17?
18.
Oh, my bad. I just don't think anyone at that age knows what they want to do with their life.
No.
Yeah, I think it's interesting because we were talking about Gen S.
Right.
And Brazil is all Gen S.
Oh, really?
So the fact that, you know, when I came in and I started to take classes and, you know, electives, it's a big impact because it makes you think about what you want.
Right.
Right.
But the Gen S, sometimes it trains your brain to, you know, develops your brain in terms of...
Yeah, but do you remember anything from the Gen S?
But yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, you don't... It's like the most... It's like... I don't need to learn about the bottom of the ocean. It's never going to change my life.
Right,
not for
exactly,
me.
Exactly. You know, it's just crazy. But that's for you. Listen, I love this stuff. I read it for fun.
Yeah, that's you.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are like that, Daniel. Yeah. Otherwise, they wouldn't be writing all these books.
I guess so.
I remember I had to memorize the name of the crab's antenna for the biology class. And I was like,
isn't biology the stupidest shit you've ever taken? And I'm like, what am I doing here?
Oh, the crab's antenna?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I think I got C's and D's on all those tests.
Yeah.
And I studied my ass off for them, but it's just, I didn't love it. So I didn't remember anything.
Exactly. I remember what interested me and pursued that, you know, like, you know, I mean, I didn't know how to look at art before I went to college. And then I took art history, and suddenly everything makes sense. You can go to a museum and enjoy it.
I don't think you need to take an art class to go to a museum and enjoy it.
I think so.
No way.
You need to know how to look at
paintings.
So what
are you looking at strokes of painting now and saying, oh, that one time in 12th grade I learned.
No, but I know the painters and their styles and what was, why it was popular and why it became like a
You
big
remember
deal.
All that? Yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Daniel is like, what the hell's wrong with these people?
I agree. Somehow I agree with both of
them. Yeah, right? So to USC, you went, what, for 2 years? 3 years?
No, that was about 4 years.
Oh, so
that... you graduated at 29?
Yeah, about, yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, now he's ready for, you know, for the real world.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's pretty cool. So how many years altogether did you go for... for film? I mean, that's quite a bit, right?
Well, I can't even count because, like I said, it started in Brazil. It started before, you know, going to my undergraduate course. I have always been interested in
really?
That.
So did you start doing things on your own and stuff?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, since, even though it was not film, I used to even do some radio type shows, I think when I was like probably six.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay.
That's young.
Well, that wasn't professional yet at that time, but okay.
Of course.
But you were just interested in films, probably from watching a lot of American films and stuff, right, as a kid?
Yeah.
Did that make you also want to come to America, all that, like, what stuff you see in the movies, you know? I mean, because I know it did for me, you know? I mean, that culture is like, oh, America, you know, I want to be there. For me, it was a big deal coming here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a pretty great culture, the, you know, the reception and all that. I think it's, yeah, films make a very big impact. And it's, right. I don't think it's that different from reality.
Right. Oh, the films are not different from reality?
Yeah.
How do you mean?
Like, what type of film are
well,
we talking about?
Well, any type of film.
Let's you talk about Avengers. That's definitely
Avengers,
different.
Well, I can't express, you know, I can't talk about films right now because they don't impact me as, you know, older films.
Right,
did.
Right, right.
But
so
but,
tell us about an older one.
Yeah.
Like something that really impacted you, because I mean, I'm
yeah,
curious.
Yeah, like, for example, E.T. the Extraterrestrial from Steven
You know, I've
Spielberg.
Never seen that movie.
Are you serious?
And I'm like a
You're
movie,
You're the only
yeah.
one on this planet who has not seen it.
I've seen the scene when him and Drew Barrymore say bye to each other.
Right.
And okay. I cry, but I've never seen the movie from beginning to end.
It's very emotional.
Yeah, that's why I know I haven't watched it. I'm like, I can't, if I just cried this hard on one clip of a scene, I don't want to do it.
Okay, how about Back to the Future?
Yeah.
Never seen it.
And really?
I've never wanted to.
Wow.
I don't like the guy. I don't like the actor who plays the scientist in that movie.
Oh, Christopher Lloyd.
I've never looked at that movie and said, I need to watch this. Yeah, love yeah. Michael Douglas.
Michael J. Fox.
Oh, sorry. Shit. I do like Michael Douglas, too.
Yeah, right? Could be a great grandfather by
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah. He is a grandpa, I think, isn't he? No?
Probably. Yeah,
yeah, his wife is so smoking.
Yeah.
And they're still together.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're still doing it. You know, like having
I'm
sex.
Sure, why not? Catherine Zeta-Jones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, back
She's
to...
She's wondering if...
Do another movie.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, so... Yeah,
what other movie made an impact?
No, but what do you care? I mean, let him talk about E.T. and see what it did.
Well, I just
want to
be with him in the moment.
Okay.
There's got to be at least one
All
I've
right,
seen.
So what other movie really impacted you from the past?
These are the ones
like
that I remember
pop culture?
More. Yeah, mostly pop culture things.
Right.
Like, do like an 80s film that really you loved.
Well, I gave you the two that I mostly
enjoyed. Damn. Fail.
All right.
I mean, so, I like Forrest Gump if we go a little further, but again, I was older, so it didn't impact me as much as.
But what did E.T. do to you? I mean, in the sense that you wanted to be part of.
Well, I think what I have been always part of the middle class, right?
Right.
In Brazil, you know, as you said before, poverty is a big problem.
Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of wealth and a lot of poverty, right? There's not a lot of middle class there.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so the films that they usually create, obviously, and I think it makes sense to be this way, are veered about, you know, concepts of poverty to, you know, see how to, you know, make society better and all that.
Right.
But I've never identified with those characters.
Yeah.
Or they in soap operas, they talk a lot about, you know, really rich people. Right. I also don't...
Can't connect
with
that.
Right, yeah.
But they're showing it to you in a movie. Maybe that's how you connect to it, you know, at least during the movie.
Yeah, but when you see someone like, you know, Elliot from E.T. and all those, you know, the
middle class
problems, you go, oh, that's more like me.
Right, yeah. So you were attracted to that. That kind of like... The middle class, the ability to be like just a normal person like we are, you mm-hmm. know?
And to have dreams from the middle class, right? Yeah, the meaty that comes and you know, he builds certain connections that the boy didn't have. Little things like that as opposed to bigger themes, right? Like,
right.
If you watch City of God, it's like big, right? It's like they are really in trouble. So I love the film, uh-huh. but I don't have that, you know, connection personally to it.
Right, I see. So now more recent films, I mean, she was asking, are there nothing that maybe necessarily impacted you, but what do you think are good films more recently,
like within the past like 2 years,
right, that you kind of like, you know?
Gee, let me think, because I do think that films are not as good as they used to be.
Really?
Well, I feel like the storyline,
because they're
like,
more commercial now and there's a lot more competition for attention, you know?
I feel like the movies on Netflix that are coming out are better than the ones that are going to theater.
Right, because I think they're more choosy at Netflix, you know?
Yeah, well, because they're investing money and the only thing they're getting back is people's subscriptions.
Yeah, but they also have to prove something, you know? I mean, they did get an Oscar, but people challenged that too, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the big studios didn't like that.
Yeah.
Netflix won an Oscar.
Oh, get over it.
Yeah, right.
I think most, you know, a lot of the talented filmmakers and writers especially are all on streaming services now, as opposed to big cinema.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you, after school, what did you decide to do then?
Well, actually, I decided to get in a PhD program, which is what I'm doing
right now. A lot
of
school.
Wow.
Yeah, I told you. I told you.
Yeah, you see, with someone like that, there's a lot to talk about, though, you know?
I'm like, shit.
Yeah.
and mainly to explore virtual reality, because I do believe that that's the new thing. And
yeah, it's going to be for sure. Mm-hmm.
Have you experienced it?
Virtual reality? Yeah. No, not at all.
No, not with the glasses or anything. Like, yeah, I got like the Sony PlayStation VR and I was messing with that for a while.
I don't know if I'd like that. Like, if that becomes like a thing where everyone's doing it, I don't know if I would enjoy it. Like, I still rent DVDs from Redbox.
Right.
And everyone's like, who does that? I'm like,
well,
I do.
Yeah. But virtual reality is not something to watch for 2 hours, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but it's like, what's the point?
Well, the point is this. Look, like, for example... So the first thing you test is porn, right? On these things, right?
Why?
Because it's always
Did you make that up?
No.
Oh, they really do.
He's not the first person that tells me.
Right.
Really?
Because look, all the new technology started from porn, video and CDs and all that. It all started with cable, you know, all that shit. It started from, it was always... or on the internet, you know, all the streaming, all the stuff like that. It was the adult sites first, because they always looked for like, how can we like make the most money from this? And sex always sells.
I honestly don't know how porn makes money now.
Well, it doesn't matter. We're not going to that. Let's stay on virtual reality.
No, but I'm just saying, I just don't see how they can use the little sunglasses for porn. It's just like, why?
No, yeah. I mean, that's for geeks, but I wanted to see what it's like.
Oh, don't label them.
Why? I mean, I can't see wearing something big like this in heaven. You're
So then if you don't do that, how does virtual reality work?
Well, it works like you connect to the machine or the computer, and what you're seeing is a movie, but let's say the camera was put on the head of the guy, for example, and then the girl come and mount you like on top. You know, and it feels like, and you look around, it's like you see the whole room. It's like she's right there at you. You don't understand.
No, I don't. It literally makes no sense.
3D.
To me.
Have you ever seen a 3D movie?
I prefer not to. It makes me nauseous.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. So this would make you nauseous too. But let's talk a little about VR. Okay, not just about porn, but how do you think VR is going to get into our mainstream?
I think that because we have been used to or even encouraged to get most of our content from Netflix and all the and pretty much in a computer or even a phone, right? It's really small. We lose certain immersion. You know, the theater gave you, you know, you could just, it's just more immersive. And I think that VR, which you can, you know, just watch a project in your phone, will give that immersion back.
Wow.
So I don't know if that's I'm going to like that.
Well, you never know. I mean, the thing is that the one thing that I tried, the first thing is Sony gives you with their thing, where it's a movie where it takes you down in the ocean and you're like in a little cage, right? In a shark cage. Have you ever seen that one? If you're on the PlayStation.
I'm so confused.
Why? Look, it's a movie, okay?
Okay, you press play.
Okay. So, with the glasses, you're looking at it from your perspective.
Yeah,
you're seeing it from your perspective.
That's not how I ever
Movie. And then you look around, suddenly there's a shark coming at you, starting to rock the cage.
I
and
would
you
imagine
feel
I would
suddenly
get really sick.
Yeah,
doing
probably.
That. Yeah.
Some people do.
Yeah, it does feel like you are though.
I accidentally went to Fast and Furious, like 4 or 5, whatever, one of the late ones. And me and Gabby didn't notice that the tickets were 3D. We bought for 3D tickets. And I had to leave.
Right.
I was like, I feel sick. I'm leaving.
Yeah, I mean, look, a two-hour film to watch like that is unbelievable.
Yeah, and I don't see how people enjoy that. Like when they go to IMAX and they're like, I'm watching it in 3D tonight.
I don't know anything about, you know, the 3D aspect of a traditional film in terms of sickness. But I do know that some studies in VR suggest that women feel more, you know, dizzy than men.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Watching it. Ugh. I don't know why.
Yeah, so I don't think any female on this planet is going to be like, oh my God, I'm totally on board with this, because we're not going to be.
Yeah.
Just give me a regular-ass movie on a DVD.
Yeah. Listen, enough with the shit. Let's talk a little bit about what you're promoting. And, I mean, I haven't had a chance to look at your work yet, but let's talk a little bit about it, okay? So, the movie that, did you just make it?
Yeah.
Okay, it's called what?
The film is called Bullies.
Bullies.
And it's about, like, bullying?
Well, it's got to be, right?
I don't know. It'll be about dogs.
Yeah. When did the idea come to you to make a movie called Bullies?
It was when bullying was really prominent in the media. Do you guys remember
that? Yeah, yeah. That was, like, a year and a half ago or so, maybe two. But it still kind of is now.
Yeah, it remained.
Right.
But the thing was that I was looking at everything that was being said, that they were usually communicating to professors and educators, and nobody was really talking to the actual kids that were actually, you know, experienced bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I decided to do something for those kids, or even, you know, adults that suffered bullying when they were young.
Did you get bullied?
Yeah.
Yeah, me
in
too.
In middle school. Yeah.
Yeah, I think pretty much everybody did, right?
At some point, yeah.
Because kids are like cruel sometimes, and they'll gang up on other people. Mm. So,
and a lot of people do follow the leader too. So if you're the head of your gang is a bitch, you're probably going to be a bitch too.
Right.
But I've noticed that a lot of bullies have shitty lives at home.
Probably, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you investigated that? Like, how do they become like that?
How they become bullies? No. But
I mean, anybody can become one, right?
Right.
I mean, if there's enough peer pressure, you're probably going to bully somebody.
And it's about power too. I mean, if someone understands that, you know, oh, that's how I get power, and they have a little bit less of empathy towards the other. I mean, it's a done deal, right?
Right.
Feeling that maybe even it's an adrenaline thing. I don't know.
Right. And sometimes it's just because I don't know, because they're just kids. I mean, I don't remember ever bullying anybody, but I probably did, you know, with the help of some friends or something. But that was maybe like for revenge or something, you know, things like that.
I got bullied.
I mean, I remember I like one Friday night dance. We went to this other school and I was dancing and I must have, it was like a really big crowded room with people dancing like a disco, but it was in high school. And I must have stepped on someone while we were dancing. It's like I feel like a big bang on my head. I turned around, a fucking fist in my face. And to me, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, I felt so bullied at that point. It didn't even require words.
I don't know if that's a bullying moment.
Isn't that though?
No.
Why? It's intimidation. I mean, it's
I think that was just an asshole. You came across an asshole.
I think for me, bullying has to come with the mental.
Yeah, like, you know, they break you down basically with words. Like, and they do it like on a regular basis, I feel.
What happened to you? I mean, why were you bullied?
I in high school, I slept with this guy who had a girlfriend and the whole school found out. And it was just like my life was over at that point.
Yeah.
Like, people are real fucking mean.
Right.
Like, I was eating lunch in the bathroom or in like the principal's office. So I wouldn't have to go to the cafeteria. Wow. Mm-hmm. And now I'm like older.
That'll make you feel totally left out.
Yeah, yeah. I felt like a loser for like my whole life. And then like now I'm just like in college, I said the only good thing about college is I realized who I am. And then after Bad Girl, after I did the show that I was on, I just realized I really fucked with myself. So now I look at like all the people that used to bully me and they're like literally all in the same town and like not doing shit. I'm like, look at these motherfuckers. You thought you were so cool in high school.
Right.
And you're still in the town, never got out, not doing shit, right. Probably still bullying everyone in your life. Bye.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think when you start to question yourself or question your worth,
right,
that's when you know you're being
bullied. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And some people can't handle it. Like that 10-year-old boy that just killed himself because he was getting bullied for being gay. How does a 10-year-old know to kill himself? Like, that's crazy to me.
I think the kids are very mature today. Everything's on the internet. You know, I mean, shit. You know, it's like they're exposed to all that stuff. Daniel Bidlowski, so it says here you're a virtual reality artist. So tell us what that is. What do you do exactly?
Well, I also do virtual reality, you know, projects, and there is one coming up hopefully this year. We'll see. Right. So I can't speak too much about that yet.
Right.
But, you can come back and talk about it.
But what does it mean, artist? I mean, do you put it together?
Oh, okay. So I used to say virtual reality filmmaker.
Right.
But people didn't understand that.
Okay.
So,
as like me, I'm like, what?
Yeah. So when I say, you know, or virtual reality maker, so artist is, it's a little more broad, I think, to allow people to understand that, you know, I create virtual reality projects. There's
a name exactly. For that. Right. Right. You don't really call them films, though, right?
No, although what I'm trying to develop are virtual reality films.
So people can interact with the film itself.
Yeah, I'm trying to, because a lot of the virtual reality projects, as you know, are very experiential, right?
Right.
So how do I feel about this new world that I'm looking at?
Right.
And my attempt is to have more narrative, have more story
there. Right, right. Yeah.
So it's creating a balance so that people can actually enjoy a good story while they have
that's
goggles.
What's going to make it work, because otherwise it's just a novelty, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You sit there, you go for a while, and then it just, you know, I spent $600 on the system and then it just sat there. I ended up selling it for, well, $400, that's what, $350 or maybe, but at any rate, it's nice and everything, but you know what, the glasses still have to be a lot smaller and less bulky.
Yeah, I'm just
because
thinking.
As long as it's like that, you look nerdy. And also, it doesn't feel right. I mean, it's too heavy, you know?
I just don't picture any chick going out and buying something like that.
But that'll have very small glasses eventually, right? Just like everything else.
Yeah, that's what I completely believe in. Yeah. I think that right now, exactly what you said, is it's too heavy. So when you're turning your head to look at different portions of the frame, you keep, you know, you constantly think about that as opposed to what you are watching.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But once it becomes like a normal glass,
right?
I think it's gonna probably even replace your television.
Right?
Oh no!
It's unbelievable.
No.
I'm telling you.
Not into it.
Well, it won't replace it, but you'll see, because it's an immersive experience. It's not like watching a movie. It's like being there.
I don't want to do that.
Like, for example, I saw one. They did have something like this with the Sony examples that they had. It's a movie. You're on the beach, and there's a guy and there's a girl, right?
Yeah.
But, and there's a story going on, but you can look around. If you turn to your left, you see the guy running over there.
Right.
You turn right, and there's the girl running towards him out of the ocean.
Right.
And you get to decide where you're looking.
Right.
You know, right?
No,
yeah,
thanks.
And it can get even more complex than that, because there are some goggles now that come with an app. And what the app does is it creates a new living room. So you're actually just watching TV or Netflix inside the virtual environment.
Oh, yeah?
Wow. So in your living, in a new living room.
What right. the fuck?
Right? So that's what I'm
just
saying.
Like, just watch it in your yeah. regular living room, dude.
But the thing is, you see, you have to experience it to understand what he's talking about.
Yeah, I feel like I would just vomit.
No, you wouldn't. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
you just
everywhere.
Need to be open-minded and see what an experience it is when you look around. You know what? I'll let you do it. I have like Google Cardboard, which is you can do it a very basic thing with your phone, right? Go ahead.
Yeah, start with the more expensive goggles, because if she feels sick,
yeah.
whenever the resolution is not, you know, too
high enough,
she will get more.
I yeah, see. Okay, 110%. So you need to go with a good system. Mm-hmm. Like Oculus or something.
I won't knock it until I try it. I just, maybe if I did like it, I'd want to do that once every like 6 years.
Okay. She should try Oculus Rift.
I wouldn't want to do that every night. Like, I wouldn't want to run home and be like, oh, well, I'm going to sit in my new apartment and watch this Netflix film.
Right.
It's just like not something yeah. that I can picture myself doing.
Well, one day you'll have contact lens.
I feel like that's a guy thing. Like, I feel like, yo, man. Bring your goggles over. We're about to yeah. watch this movie tonight.
True, it is now, but eventually I think it's going to really, you know.
Do you guys know Black Mirror?
Yes, we talk about it all the time on the show.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah. Eventually it will probably be like a contact lens size, so you just wear it since you were born. So
oh my God.
Probably. Yeah, right? Probably.
Who knows? Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the world is kind of like the future is kind of scary.
Yeah,
the future
it's
is
very
scary.
Unpredictable too.
Well, yeah, because we don't know where we're gonna go. We've never been at this point before where we were so advanced that we had so much power
right.
in our hands to create all these things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can all backfire on us. You know, you get the machines rising against us, and what happens then, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So tell me something with bullies, really. We only have a few minutes left, but when did you complete the film?
I completed the film in 2018.
2018, so that's recent, right?
Yeah.
And is that a short film?
It's a 28-minute film.
Okay, so it's not a feature, but it's a...
It's almost like an episode of...
But isn't that hard to get into the festivals with something that long?
It is, and that's why I'm really happy that it's been in a lot of good festivals.
Really?
Yeah. That's
so
cool.
So you're making the rounds too, right?
That's pretty exciting, yeah.
Very nice.
So is it like a documentary or is it scripted?
It's scripted and it's actually based, you know, it's inspired by a lot of the 80s movies that
yeah.
I just
I love
mentioned.
80s movies, yeah.
So you have actors and actresses and everything there. Did you direct it?
Yes, correct. I directed
produced,
and wrote and produced.
And acted.
Damn,
in
you
it,
did it all, huh?
Did not act in it.
Did not act in it. Wow, very cool. So you're a true filmmaker, not just somebody that tries to be all things. And you know they direct so they can be so they can get to act, you
right?
Know? Things like that, you know. But you're not concerned with that. You want to be behind the camera.
I am. My passion is really directing and figuring out, you know, the style and the design of the cameras and what the actors are doing. So that's really my passion.
Right. I know. And how do you do that and act at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Only a few people can do it, right?
Only Charles Chaplin.
Yeah, or Clint Eastwood, or one of those people. Yeah. But very interesting. So if we want to see Bullies, where can we go?
So the film is still in the festival circuit.
So you can't see it.
You can't see it. But, you know, I believe that later on this year we'll figure it out. But
just put it on YouTube.
Probably Vimeo.
Yeah,
is a
yeah,
more,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The quality is a little
yeah.
higher in the security.
Are you going to submit it for the Oscars too?
Probably.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, you'll probably get to a nomination. Everybody that Catherine sends ends up being nominated.
Yeah, literally. Know?
So, yeah, you'll do very well. And I believe it. The movie sounds amazing, you know. But can people find out more about the film before they see it? Do you have a website?
Yeah, the film has a website. It's bulliesfilm.com.
Okay. I'm going to check it out. I should have asked you about this. But, well, we didn't have much time. This morning was very busy. But I'm going to check it out. So bulliesfilm.com, and you guys can go and check it out and see everything that's related to the film. I see. Wow, it looks pretty cool, actually, with a kid and a few men and things like that, right?
Yep.
So you wrote it too, probably, right?
Yeah.
Did you say that? Oh, I didn't remember, but let's see. Eugene is a shy 10-year-old boy who is constantly tormented in school. Wow.
You imagine like being tormented in school? Like I got bullied, but I wasn't like tormented, but I'm also like a different type of human being.
Right.
Like, I can handle a lot of shit. I can't imagine being like weak and insecure and being bullied. Like that's tough.
And it seems like the whole world is against you.
Yeah.
Right?
That's Eugene.
Yeah,
that's
really Eugene. And then you think like your life is never going to, like you're never going to get past this moment because you don't understand because you're not in the future that this is just like a small little boop in your life that it doesn't matter. But 4 years of your life being tortured is a pretty long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sure is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a kid, you think everything is bigger than it is. And that's kind of the point of the film, is to show that, you know, things will get better.
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, Daniel Bidlowski, thank you so much for joining us. How can people find you, contact you, social media, anything?
Yeah, through danielbidlowski.com, or I have a Facebook account as well, Daniel Bidlowski.
Awesome.
You guys didn't answer my question, though. Let's answer that
question
before we go. Okay. I need guy advice.
Guy advice. That's true. So let's do it quickly.
You have 1 minute.
Yeah.
Go for it.
No, we don't, but go ahead.
Yeah, we do.
No, go ahead.
I think he's interested in you. If I'm looking
the guy.
At the girl.
Yeah, that's what I said. I already told you. You said we'd get back to it.
Right. Okay, what do you think, Dan?
Yeah, I think, I mean, if you're looking at the person's Instagram, he must be interested. Otherwise,
or at least she's significant to the point where at least he will see what you're doing.
So you don't think it was because he wanted to see if I posted about the hookup?
Why would he? I mean, was he embarrassed?
No.
So I don't think so. I mean, unless you're embarrassed, why would you check?
Right.
Maybe he's interested. That's true.
Yeah.
See, Daniel's an optimist. There you go.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. Daniel, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Much more continued success to you. Obviously, you know what you're doing, and VR is only going to grow. So I want to talk to you more even about it. So you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you.
Okay. Daniel, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.